supporter than our man Wild Bill. He was Cupid earlier this year. It's got to be distracting shooting free throws.
Point, the entire world is a fan of Aggies. Everybody is loving Utah State, and especially Sam Merrill.
Sam Money Merrill.
You know I'm with my dude, Kellen.
What's up, dude? Finally with your dude. I've been gone for a couple weeks.
I just got back at 3 o'clock in the morning, so just not even 12 hours ago, from Vegas. And if you were there, we partied hard. The alumni event was so fun. Before each game, seeing everybody. A lot of you guys came up to me and introduced yourselves. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. And a big one is thanks for all the love and support on the article that recently came out.
Yeah. Beautiful article, Bill.
Yeah, well, that's all my buddy Matt. Matt Craig is the one that wrote that. It was fun. I'd never met him before for the article, and then we happened to be walking on the court at the same time this the thing for the first game, and I was like, Matt. And so we just started talking. We actually hung out most of the tournament together, and but at the tournaments and afterwards and stuff. And I said, did you think it was going to blow up big? And he's like, man, this has gone huge. And I was like, good. I'm glad. It's good to have the recognition of the topic and stuff. And I just want to say thank you to anybody that came up to me and gave me the love and support. I told you thank you then, but I want you to know I sincerely meant it. You guys, so much love from everybody, and I appreciate it. And everybody said how brave it was. I don't know if it's brave. It was talking to a guy, and then he put it on so the world could read it, and then it freaked me out. It wasn't too bad talking to him, but I'm glad that it was something that everybody liked. But enough of that. Let's talk about the tournament and how fun that was. Kellen, you watched the game.
I watched all of them. Yep.
But you weren't there.
I was not there.
How was it watching them?
It is, you know, it's fun because it's the Aggies. But I've never, now that we're doing this podcast and we meet some of these guys, we get to know the coaching staff, some of the media members, I'm like almost too worked up to watch it on TV. Oh. I love it. I still love it. But I wish I'd have recorded my reaction to the shot. I don't need to say which one, but the shot. And the I'm literally pacing back and forth.
I think it's called the money shot.
The money
shot. For Money Merrill?
It is, for Money Merrill, for sure. And I was pacing through my apartment watching on TV, and I'm just sitting there, come on, Sammy, take the shot. Take the shot, just like talking to him, because like now we know him, you know, and it's just a totally different experience. But the commentators were pretty pro San Diego State the first half, but I was happy to hear the way they reacted on national TV. They were pumped. Like, it was insane. Like, that is true March Madness.
And I actually sat on Media Row during the games, and one of the San Diego State guys tried – we were sitting right next to KSL, and they tried to take KSL's spot. Like, no, this is for the other people. Like, well, I don't have a seat. And said, sorry, this is for them. He sat down anyway when KSL kicked him out and said, sorry, these are ours. And he was all upset. He's like, well, I'm CBS. And turns out he was like a local
affiliate
of CBS.
Yeah.
For San Diego. And he was a – anyway, I was so stoked. And I remember he was coming down. He looked so mad at the end of the game. Like when we're all moving, making our moves to get to the court and do what we needed to do. And he was excusing himself from where he needed to be because – he didn't deserve to be on the court. And I just smiled and winked at him.
Oh, you didn't like that?
No.
Very Wild Bill of you. I love it.
You know what, man? Because he would sit and talk to San Diego people right in front of like our people, right? And I think he did it on purpose. And like, oh, man, we got this. We got this. And I was just like, man, dude, I'm going to punch you. But yeah. It was fun. So it was fun. Nice winking.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. A little payback.
Yeah.
I like it.
So what I did is I asked everybody to come talk to me, and I got some favorite Aggie memories being an Aggie.
Cool.
There's some really cool ones. Old ones, new ones.
Yep.
It's Jake Peterson from Logan. I was talking to him, and I was going up the tunnel at the end of the game, and I went into the locker room with the team. With Coach and his family, actually. And Jake Peterson hollered, he's like, Bill, I want to change my answer from yesterday. It's right now.
Yes.
And I'd
this
ask
is
him,
my favorite moment.
I asked him, what's your favorite moment as an Aggie? And what's some of your favorites? And Jake's new favorite moment, you'll hear his stuff. He's got some good ones, but if you were there, it's hard to say that's not one of your top three times ever. Because
to see a guy that is born and bred Aggie.
That's like 100%.
Right? And then to stick around with all the coaching changes and everything, just to get that shot, to see the cool part too was on TV, and I know you can see it live, but just on TV because of the angle, you see Coach Smith and he just points because Sam rebounded the ball, right? Uh-huh. That was missed. Gives it to, I believe, Abel, and then they're bringing it up and he just points at Sam. And
he knows.
And they all knew, right? I know the team knew, but then they wave everyone just to the rebounding area, and he's going to shoot it with like about 2 seconds left to make sure they have time for a putback if they need to. But just to see, like, Coach Smith, no words. And usually he's, like, screaming, you know, because he's very animated. He just points at Sam, goes, stands by the scorer's table, and then just puts everything on because he knows that's what Sam wants, right?
Dude, that's the thing. Win or lose, because Sam's missed some game winners before.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. You want the ball in Sam's hand.
Every time.
In a situation like that, 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
He's missed them before, and had he missed that one, I still would put it in his hand every time.
For sure.
Because Sam he's clutch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was a little rough coming out the gate, but, man, he led that court with 27 points.
Yep.
And then you got to talk about Beans, 12 rebounds.
I know. And Bean, Alfonso Spark from the bench, like hitting those two threes.
Dude,
he's a low three-point percentage shooter.
He set that off.
Him and Bean, and that's what I like about this team is there's always somebody. And not to discredit anything Kata did. Like,
no,
Kata was still phenomenal and a presence down
low. I was talking with Sean Harris. This is his favorite podcast.
Right.
I actually went down with him to the game. And on the way back, he's like, Sam is amazing. You cannot take that from him. But Kata, to have Sam and Kata together, that's a force there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you ever want to know, go talk to Sean. He'll give you all the – he's smart with it. But.
Yeah. Well, and then to see Coach Smith's emotion in the post-game press conference about Sam.
Oh.
That was that. I mean, if you didn't have some tears in your eyes watching Coach Smith get – because he doesn't get that kind of emotion typically. Yeah. It's always very positive, but there's a connection there. But it was that was amazing.
We have some videos and some audio that we'll release, especially with this episode and whatnot, but – like I said, I was invited. Coach grabbed me and told me to come in with him and the family into the locker room when they were all dancing and chanting and stuff. And I was in the circle when they were chanting, you know, their last send off. And it was an honor. Coach Smith is an amazing human being. I hope we can keep him forever, but let's be real. it was an amazing experience, and I wish you could have been there, man.
Yeah, me too.
But I think that everybody, Aggie Nation, will just, you know, will know that this was something special. If you were there or not, this is something special.
That was what was cool, is to see on Twitter the reactions of people recording as they were watching it from home or from, you know, with family and stuff, and everyone when Sam hit that shot, you know, to see Aggie Nation doing exactly what I was doing, which was screaming and jumping up and down in my apartment. I guarantee my neighbors were like, what in the world just happened? But it was amazing. And I don't know, it was just crazy that can, like, immediately bring us, like, for that moment, kind of close together as Aggie Nation, you know. It was pretty cool. And all over SportsCenter all night. You hear Scotty G's call when they opened up SportsCenter. They had his call on that shot, calling him Sam, What did they call him? Sam I Am. You are a freaking stud. Like,
you gotta love Scotty G. I love Scotty. I love his commentary. He's got a great podcast too. Scotty is the man, and it was fun chatting and talking with him as we were there. So perfect. Do you have anything further on this?
We'll just release all these kind of sound clips and stay tuned on our social medias. We're going to try to release as much of the content as we can in a kind of a coherent fashion, because it was all done on phones. And then, like you can hear now, probably on a recorder. We just don't have access to our recording studio at the moment. But stay tuned. I think we're ready to release SF. And then I think, Bill, if we can, one of us, if we can make it work, we're going to try to be at the tournament games as well.
Yeah, I'm planning on it.
Again, I have another travel, which is just really frustrating, but we'll see.
I mean, like everybody, if it's in Spokane or Sacramento, that's an easy get. If we're in Albany or Tampa, I mean, it's hard to get tickets that fast and at a decent price. So we'll be there if at all possible. At least I will.
Yep. Awesome.
Okay. Love the tournament. Love it all. Love the Aggie Nation. Go Aggies. Yo, so we are here at the alumni. We're here at the alumni party. Yeah, right. Alumni party. Pre-game party at the Thomas and Mack Center. We're just before the game, and there are a lot of Aggies here.
Yes, there are.
A lot of Aggies. I'm actually here with some good friends of mine, Mike and Juanita Kohler. If you guys have been to Aggie events, you know Mike and Juanita. You see them everywhere. You guys don't tailgate anymore, right?
No.
But we're the best tailgate I've ever been to anywhere.
Thank you.
Hey, did you guys know, I think I might have told you this, that I found a Dutch oven cookbook, and it's you guys. It's your Dutch oven cookbook?
Yes, we do have a Dutch oven cookbook.
Yeah, I found it. I have it. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
You had a little more hair.
Just a little.
That's been a while ago.
But, okay, so give me some of your favorite moments throughout the years of going to Aggie games, just Aggie, you know, some of your favorite Aggie memories.
One of my favorite memories is on two different occasions from some of the basketball players that haven't been able to come. We've been asked to be their parents and go out on the floor and represent their family, and it was absolutely amazing.
Oh, I bet.
Alex Dargington actually gave me his flowers. I tried talking him into giving them to his girlfriend. He said, no, I want you to have them.
So
it's fun, and we're still on Facebook together. We keep in touch. That's one of my favorite memories is the behind the scenes, the extra little things we've done. We've loved watching all of the teams play.
Perfect. Mike?
Probably a lot of the tournaments we've gone to ever since they've been held down in California, and now we're in Reno, now they're here. Every one of them is a different venue, and they're all exciting and fun to go to.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed Reno. I don't remember too much. A little too much.
Well, you were a little too young.
Yeah, well. No, I remember. I was there. I was there, just a little inebriated.
Oh, okay.
But this is fun. I love Vegas. This is a good one.
It's a good one.
So, well, thanks for taking your guys' time.
Oh, you're very
appreciate
welcome. Thank you.
Bill.
We love you, Bill.
Love you. All right. Still here at the alumni event, and this is freaking awesome. There's Aggies. This place is getting packed. Ran into some pretty cool Aggies and avid listeners of the podcast. I know this because they tell me, and I just take them at their word.
Of course, man.
This is Jake Peterson, and I forget your wife's name.
Christina.
Yeah.
Hello.
So, guys, we're just asking people some of their favorite memories as an Aggie, like either your time there or the sports you've seen, anything like that. Jake?
Honestly, walking here tonight reminded me of last year. It got goosebumps walking up because there's nothing but good memories. We won every game last year, so hopefully we make that memory again. But football, I hate to say a loss, but I've got a stain on my heart from that Auburn loss. That was rough, but I'll never forget it. But, I mean, so many. We graduated around the same time that you were in school, so we had the Spectrum packed and rocking all the time. And that was just kind of the status quo. And then last year, the Nevada game at home, I just had chills and goosebumps all over because Spectrum Magic was back in full force. And, you know, this year we rebounded and kind of did the same thing. So it's it's been a good time to be an Aggie the last couple of years, football and basketball.
I agree. And it's, you know, I do, like you, I get the chicken skin just being here. Last year at the Nevada game, that was just dog crazy. Christina, what were some of your favorite memories?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think Jake stole one of mine, was being here last year, but we hadn't been to a back to a tournament since the WAC tournament and the Ty Wesley and Newbold days, and I mean those were incredible memories as well. 2011, so.
Yeah, that was a fun one. The Orleans, just here in Vegas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and we were right behind the basket on bleachers set up, and everyone was jumping,
it was
loud. So Spectrum on wheels.
Yeah.
So that's one of my favorites as well.
Hopefully that's what we got tonight, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a good crowd.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Here with an Aggie great, Bill Peterson. One of my favorite Aggies. Always see him around at every event. Bill, what's some of your favorite Aggie memories?
You know, it's hard for me to think about the exact memories, but what I have is a lot of memories of great players going back to, not when I was a child, in fact my parents rarely took me to games, but people like Dean Hunger and Preston Bayless and Brian Jackson and a few of the players like that. And then I have fond memories of Nate Harris and Spencer, of course, and Gary and JC, and just so many good players that we've watched come and go. And then I love seeing the good that they keep doing in life, you know, that they didn't just come here to.
That's one thing I think is kind of unique with the Aggies is, like, I feel like these guys get ingrained in, like, either the Valley or just being an Aggie, and whatever it is they do, they still support the school. They usually stay in the Valley and really.
And if they don't, they seem to come back often, you know.
Yep, exactly.
Wives get together, and it just seems like a fun group of people. So, you know, I remember the first moments when you started doing your thing, and I've seen pictures of it. The young version of you, and you're still young, but you know, it just, I don't know.
A little more hair on my head version?
A little more hair on your head and less on your chin.
Yeah.
Last year against Nevada. And then, of course, I've just got to mention Sam. He's just been phenomenal to watch, you know.
It's been fun to watch Sam grow up as a player, and he's an amazing guy. He's not even just a player. He's an amazing guy. And I just think that speaks to the quality of athletes we have here.
Right. Anyway, it's been fun. We're excited.
Perfect. Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
Just hanging out with Bill.
Ross, all cards on the table. I'm recording right now.
With Ross Peterson.
This is Ross Peterson. And we're going to hear a really good story about getting taken to the cop shop at BYU.
Bill's just getting better.
Well, Bill, this is way, you know, I'm way beyond my youth, but it has really long roots. But when I was a freshman, Utah State had a great basketball team. They ended up like 22-4, but the University of Utah was ranked in the top five, and they went to the NCAA. We were in the same conference, but when we went down and played BYU, we had beaten them a long way up in Logan.
Good.
And we had two African-American players that were both JC guys, Cornell Green and Tyler Wilbon. Plus, I think there was a Dixon kid on the bench that we had. And, of course, we get down there, and you just start hearing all the racial stuff. And we ended up, four of us, in the student section at BYU.
Oh, BYU? That's what
and
I
so
like to hear.
we got, you know, it got verbal and then shoving a little bit. And then, you know, before it could get very far, the police came. And they just took the four of us.
Not any of the BYU
kids?
No,
they just took us down to the police station and kind of, you know, threatened it. And all we cared about was how far we were beating them, you know.
Yeah.
And anyway, you know, Utah State over the years has just given me so much happiness. But it's mostly the players.
Yeah.
Male and female, and what they've done and how hard they work. And I'd have to say, though, probably the single most excited I ever was down at BYU again, but it was the NCAA track meet. I think it was about 1976, maybe. And Mark Enyart won the national championship in the 800 meter. And Aggie won the NCAA in BYU Stadium when the track used to be inside the stadium.
And just for a, you know, a couple moments of real thrill, and it wasn't so much about BYU, it was more about this one athlete was going to be recognized and ended up on the Olympic team.
That was
great. And then, you know, you have so many Estes memories. You didn't know at the time, you know, that he was going to pass away like he did. But and then Merlin Olsen and all of them, you know. And you've been around as long as I have. It's just a great history.
We need to come spend an actual hour with you and just hear all the stories. Well, not even all of them. What you can tell us.
We had a great run there in the first decade of this century in basketball
that was great fun.
It was really great.
I had a good time.
you did.
Well, thanks, Russ.
Probably it's all on tape somewhere.
Almost of it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
All right, still here chilling with all the Aggies. We have a true diehard fan, Jed Palmer. He's going to give us another favorite Aggie moment.
My favorite Aggie moment was when Utah State won the WAC championship and Morgan Grimm got a still as time was expiring and went out and dunked it to seal the win, but more importantly, to put us on the right side of the spread so I could win my bet.
That is always the best. We have some people here tonight, I know. Wait, hopefully we hit the spread, right?
Yeah. We need to win the spread, and this is my favorite podcast.
Yes, sir. Also, they came up, Jed and his wife came and got some swag from us. So this has been a really fun event. Have you guys enjoying yourselves in Vegas?
Oh, it's awesome. The weather's awesome, and now we got to go watch the Aggies win.
Heck yeah. All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
Okay, well, it's good to see
you. All right, still chilling with Aggies here. We have Keenan Nuring. Keenan, what is your favorite Aggie moment so far?
That is a great question, Bill. My favorite Aggie moment was when BYU basketball player Brandon Davies came to the Spectrum after his little one-year sabbatical of gray shirting for, what was it? Is it fornication?
Yes.
He fornicated with multiple women and got multiple women pregnant, I think. Anyways, I don't know.
I can't answer to the validity of that, but I know it was at least fornication.
Yeah. We'll just say he was a fornicator. And he came back, and his first time at the free throw lines, aiming towards Section F, I think it was Rye Bay, started a chant that's Ryan Bayless, RyanBayliss. John Ryan Bayless. I thank you for he started a chant that was pull out Davies, which alluded to his previous honor code violation for fornication. And every man, woman, and child in the Spectrum continued to chant pull out Davies while he was shooting his free throw. And he missed his free throw. And subsequently, Stan Albrecht, president of the university at the time, issued a public apology for the chant. And that will forever be one of my favorite Aggie moments.
And that also caused a silence for the first 2 minutes or whatever of the following
game. That might be one of my secondary favorite moments is when we did nothing for 2 minutes. We didn't cheer, and then we waited until the 2 minute mark, and then the entire Spectrum erupted.
Yeah.
And that was actually really cool. It ended up, pretty cool.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, day two. We're here with the alumni game, our pregame, and good night last night was crazy. What do you think about that?
Oh, I couldn't believe we came back. I was a little worried after Sam fouled out.
Well, he didn't foul out, but he was.
Well, yeah, he got four points with, sorry.
And we sat him.
Yeah, we sat him. That's what I meant. 4 fouls in 5 minutes. I was like, that would never happen. He had zero going in the second half.
Oh, yeah. And I'm speaking with Cameron Oldroyd, a fan of Utah State, who actually caught me and asked for the T-shirt. So he's a proud owner of a Sup Dude T-shirt.
Yep, I love it. Sup Dude.
Sup Dude. Perfect. So how long have you been an Aggie? And give me a couple of your favorite Aggie memories.
So I went to Utah State in 98, 99, and 2000. And been an Aggie a little bit before that. My brother went to Utah State, started following him then. Became diehard as soon as I got there.
It gets in your bones, man.
Oh. First game that I ever went to the Spectrum was when we played Utah, and the year after Utah went to the Final Four. Was that 90? and they were ranked, I think, in the top 10, and we beat them. And
yes. How was that? I wasn't that.
That's what hooked me. That's why I'm here today.
Yep, it's those big games that get you. When I was a young kid, I went to the BYU-Utah State game where we beat them 56-58
or whatever it was.
And that's what got me. I was perfect. So how's tonight going to look? We're going against Wyoming.
Ooh, Wyoming's been hot. I hope we can guard the three. They've been a little bit hot. That's kind of been our Achilles heel so far, I think. So
I think we can get it done. I mean, it's a big spread. We're in Vegas, so I mean, we're obviously checking the line. It's a big spread, but I think we got it handled.
I was surprised we went down yesterday. I couldn't believe that.
Man, yesterday scared me. It was a fun time, though.
Oh, Aggie Magic, Spectrum Magic, and Spectrum Thomas and Mac.
Yeah, Spectrum on wheels, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, Cameron, thanks for coming out, man.
Hey, have a good one.
You too. All right, still night two. Just before the game, we play Wyoming, and the alumni get together is a blast. There's a lot of people here. I'm catching up with my good buddy Judd Eads from 8RS. Judd actually was sponsored my costumes. Judd was a really cool guy, gave me some money. I remember when he first asked how much my costumes were, I was like $2. They're just, and he's like, I'll give you more than that. So Judd was really cool to help me out with costumes, and I was just being a good friend while I was at Utah State. So thanks, Judd.
Of course. It was great. What a great time. Miss having you up there. We had some good times together.
Yes, yes. The Unimog. Remember the Unimog?
Yes, that's right. Braveheart. You dressed up like Braveheart in the back of the Mercedes Unimog.
Yeah, driving out before the football game. That was awesome. So, Judd, we're here in Vegas just partying, enjoying ourselves. But give me some of your favorite times being an Aggie, because you weren't raised an Aggie, you didn't go to school here. But you know, why? What makes you an Aggie? Why are you an Aggie now?
It was I'm a convert.
Yeah.
I grew up a little confused. Grew up a BYU fan. My family had season tickets to football there, and then I went to the U because I was cheap and I could live at home.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I never liked it. I think it's because I hated school, that's why I hated the U. And then we came up here and bought ARS in 2006, and my family did, and when we got here, we started advertising Utah State, and athletics asked if we had any like part-time jobs for the students, and so we hired them to just help do demolition and other work, and some of those ended up being the basketball players.
Yeah.
And so some of our great.
It was
Ty Wesley, Matt Formisano.
Yeah, I remember those guys.
And then J.C. Carroll's wife Bailey was our office manager for a long time, and. Then Brady Jardine, I knew from living in Twin Falls. Before we moved here, we lived in Twin Falls, and so I knew his family well. And his grandpa told me to take care of him. He got it joking.
Yeah.
And so we just fell in love. And of course, then they brought you over.
You
were part of that crew.
Yeah.
And so we just seemed like it was great. I love the examples you guys were to my boys. At the time, my boys were young, probably 8 and 10.
Yeah, really young.
And, you know, now they're 18 and 21. But, those were just great times, and I got to know those players. I loved having around. I had loved having you guys around my boys. You guys were so good to them and good examples. And then it was so easy to become such an Aggie fan, because I go to the games now, and it's like I know you guys. It was like my little brothers out there, and I just fell in love quickly with Utah State, and now I've been diehard and been a sponsor up there since 2006. So.
Yeah, and you're just. The man, I love having you around. Thanks,
and it was funny when you told me you were you're like, I don't know if I can keep doing the costumes because it's just so expensive. And I'm like, how much were they, Bill? You're like, I don't know. Sometimes it's a couple dollars, and I'm like, Bill, I will pay for every one of your costumes if you're willing to keep doing it. And that's something like that. So
that was a
good time. I don't know if that's something I want to be proud of. We probably don't want too many people knowing. Of all the sponsorship, I was the sponsor of the costumes.
Yeah, well, you know, they were pretty minimal.
But effective.
Nice. Yes.
It was the best value ever.
Yes.
I wish the rest of the sponsorship was that cheap.
Yeah.
But I
not ever, you know, and you got high quality, you know, just a beautiful face.
We did.
We got the best of the best.
That's like a supermodel. Wild Bill the supermodel.
I believe I've been called a supermodel a few times. Thanks, Judd.
You bet. Great catching up with you, Bill.
All right. Still partying at the alumni event, and this has been a blast. I was able to lead the Scotsman with everybody just barely and having so much fun. And we're meeting up with Aggies that are legends, not only in my eyes, but I just know these guys are legends. In fact, this guy right now that I'm with, this is Scott Thompson, one of the greatest Aggies I know, and just not afraid to let everybody know. Scott, do you remember, I think it was at the WAC tournament, and I don't know if we had just put out Hawaii or what, but you took your ring and put it right in their face and said, "See this?
Yeah.
It's going on my tombstone."
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I had it. In fact, that ring after, 25 years, finally fell apart.
Really?
And I can't find a new one. So if you know anybody making Aggie rings, need one.
Okay, perfect. Good to know. So give us just some of your favorite moments as being an Aggie, going to games.
Sure.
Because you've seen some of the best.
Sure.
You've been there for all of them.
I kind of have. You know, some of the old Aggies will remember even the days of Shaler Halliman, Troy Collier, and they were the players when I was a kid. And I really appreciated, my sister was a student body officer and loved her bringing some of her friends down to the house and getting to know some of these guys, Marv Roberts, Nate Williams,
yeah.
Shaler Halliman, you know, and they were some terrific young black men from back east and learning about their lives and being so fascinated. And I really appreciated that because of those great Aggie athletes were such pillars of the community,
yeah.
Just good guys. And, you know, of course, the sad chapter in Aggie athletics was the night that the first time I missed a game that Wayne Estes played at home.
Oh.
And I'm talking about both the freshman team and the 3 years, of course, that he started. My dad said, you know, and we played University of Denver that night, and my dad says, "Wayne will have that team outscored tonight." And at halftime, he did.
Wow.
And remember, this was back before the three-point.
Yep.
I think Wayne had 42 that night that put him at 2001. And, of course, we all know that just recently our great Aggie, Sam Merrill,
yep,
just broke that record. Now, Sam, of course, would be the first to tell you that he had the advantage of scoring as a freshman and the three-point play.
Yep.
And, of course, the games just generally, you know, with the shot clock and everything. But
yeah.
It's just great memories with, you know, my dad and my uncles and going to the games. And I guess that I was trained well to hate the Dirty Utes and the Cougars,
yeah,
at a young age.
Perfect. Hey, thanks a lot for sitting and chatting with me.
Good to see you.
Go Aggies, buddy. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we are, oh man, we're couple hours out now from the finals against San Diego. And this is the energy. It's an empty arena right now. Everybody's walking around getting stuff ready. And the energy is just, for me, is off the friggin' charts. But I actually caught Ajay Salveson. Who are you working for?
So I'm with Aggie Sports Radio Network. I'm a statistician / engineer / whatever. Get them drinks and waters.
Yeah. You're just a catch-all, right? You do everything. And I got to know him over the last year since I've been doing the podcast, and he's an Aggie, and I always love chatting with him. So it's fun to catch him. I caught him. I want to get a couple of your favorite Aggie memories.
My gosh. The Spectrum Magic is back, right?
Yeah.
But it's not like what it was in 2002, 3, yeah, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, right? Those are the years I remember. I remember Stu Merle streaming the court. In fact, I remember the game because I was listening to the radio, and Al Lewis nearly got a technical from one of the referees. And Stu Merle, you hear him come over to Al Lewis because the referee said, "One more word from you, you're going to get a technical." And Stu says to him this: "Leave him alone. That's my guy. You don't worry about him. You go through me." That's what Stu said to the ref about Al Lewis.
Really? What was going on?
Al was just yelling at the ref. Al was getting into it. You know how Al is.
Passionate
Aggie guy. And he was getting into it with the referee. There was a bad call, and it was a bad call, but Al had had enough of it and let him have it. But, you know, and I remember Spencer Nilsson. I used to love watching Spencer Nilsson. He was Mr. Do-It-All, and he'd do the little things that nobody realized. I remember, I think it was an exhibition game, if I'm not mistaken, in 2003, and it was in the Gosner Classic, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And he dove for a ball into the bench. They're up by 25 in the second half. He dives for a ball into the bench to save it. up by 25. Spencer would do anything and everything for an Aggie win. Spencer was the epitome of an Aggie basketball player, and in my book, and forever will be, one of the greatest of all time, and is, of course, is a Hall of Famer.
Dude, that's awesome. AJ, thanks. Dude, I got chicken skin hearing your stories. I'm super stoked on tonight. Thanks for coming and just sharing that with me.
Honor and pleasure to be able to stand beside you.
Thanks, buddy. Go Aggies, right?
Go Aggies.
Okay, final day. We're here at the alumni event center, or alumni event, and this is it's been fun. It's just about 2 hours before game night, and we have a ton of Aggies here already. And I'm with the AD, John Hartwell, one of the greatest ever.
That's mighty kind of you.
Dude, we're really excited. John, it's been fun to see you here. And I love seeing you down next to the bench, getting excited with everybody. But do you mind giving us a couple of your favorite Aggie moments since you've been here as an Aggie?
Yeah, sure. You know, obviously today playing in a second consecutive championship game for men's basketball and winning the championship against San Diego State last year was wonderful. It's funny because I was just outside talking to Coach Craig Thorpe, who, you know, has more years than the vast majority of Aggies in being involved in Aggie athletics, and just how special it is. I think sometimes when it becomes repetitive,
yeah,
it's routine for people. Oh, we're playing in the championship game. And yet it takes so much hard work and dedication from a coaching staff, from student athletes. You got to have the ball bounce your way a couple of times, yeah, every now and then, all of those things. But it's, I want people to just enjoy the moment of playing in it. And it's, it's great. We got a lot of great things going on. Last night, you know, BYU gymnastics back in Logan, and we beat BYU in gymnastics for the first time in, like,
yep,
you know, 8 or 9 years. Same thing happened, yeah, against Boise a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So a lot of great things happening in Aggie athletics right
just
now.
Loving the whole scheme that we got going here, our outlook on Aggie athletics, and it's been amazing. And like you say, I am enjoying this moment. I'm enjoying,
yeah,
like, the energy here. Just everybody is really excited, and it's been really fun.
Yeah, yeah, it has. And you know, we'll just go out there and play today. And
yep.
Two great teams, and I got a call early this morning from my counterpart at San Diego State, John David Wicker, and he and I have been friends long before he was at San Diego State or I was at Utah State, and just said, hey, man, this is going to be an NCAA cool tournament atmosphere. The conference couldn't ask for anything better. Huge showcase on CBS, so yeah, let's go play ball.
Awesome. John, thanks for taking your time.
Sure thing, Bill.
We'll see.
All right.
You.